Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Talking about Melissa's World Variety Produce, they really do a wonderful program for food journalists here in the greater Los Angeles area, where they bring cookbook authors, generally authors that, of course, are produce friendly, either to their test kitchen in Vernon or virtually through cooking videos to introduce this group to the cookbook authors and also their personalities and showcasing some of their recipes. And this really helps bring cookbooks alive because unless you really have some interaction with the authors, kind of understand what their point of view is, how they arrived at the book, and understand what the concept of some of the recipes are, you're really missing a lot. And one of the best presentations we've had so far this year that was done in a video presentation was by the two co-authors of the Global Pantry Cookbook, Transform Your Everyday Cooking with Tahini, Gochigan, Miso, and Other Irresistible Ingredients. And it is co-authored by two James Beard Award-winning cookbook authors, Ann Taylor Pittman and Scott Mowbray. And we're very fortunate this morning that we have Ann Taylor Pittman with us, who, believe it or not, resides in Birmingham, Alabama. Ann, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Ann, as I was saying, I really enjoyed the presentation that you and Scott did for Melissa's. You kind of tag team, and we'll explain what that's all about in a moment. But just so our listeners, Ann, have a better idea of what this cookbook is all about, a good friend of the SoCal Restaurant Show, a wonderfully talented chef who I've known for a lot of years that probably would be best known to our listening audience, she was the final executive chef for Gourmet until they ceased publication, but she was also one of the early pioneers of Food Network and did a live show. And if you can imagine doing a cooking show live on national television, I get intimidated just thinking about it. Oh, and Sarah Moulton also did call-ins. Incredible. But she has a jacket quote for the Global Pantry Cookbook that I want to share with you. And it is, finally a cookbook that will tell you what the heck else to do with that fish sauce you bought last year for a specific recipe and have not touched since. If you are bored with your own cooking, you must try these recipes. And I love it.
She's great. I mean, what a legend, Sarah Moulton, and to have a quote from her, to be privileged enough to have that on our book, touting the qualities of the book, that's just incredible. But that is sort of the approach we took. I mean, Scott Mowbray and I used to work together for Cooking Light magazine. That's how we met, and that's where we became such good friends. And working at a magazine with a national reach like that, with a very broad audience of mainstream cooks, we learned that a lot of times, you know, they really don't, I mean, nobody likes buying a specialty ingredient for one recipe and then not having anything else to do with it. You feel guilty about it. You shove it to the back of your pantry or the back of your fridge. And it's just a waste of money if you don't know what else to do with it. So that was one of the reasons why we did this book. You know, we gathered up ingredients from all over the world and tried to share interesting and unique and traditional ways of using it. But we also approach the book from the perspective of, look, these ingredients are high flavor, concentrated sources of umami or acidity, you know, they small amounts can make a huge impact on a dish. So they're great ways to just boost the flavor in a very easy and convenient way.
Well, let's talk about an example of that. You know, everybody knows chuck roast, pot roast. It's part of, you know, if you do any home cooking, it's one of the standards. How do you jazz up chuck roast, as you showed in this wonderful video that you did for Melissa's? And I want to let our listeners know, in the notes to the podcast that we will published that will be available next week, not only has Ann and Scott graciously shared a couple of the recipes from the book that they demonstrated for Melissa's, but we'll also have that link to that cooking video. And it's really a good how-to because, again, Ann and Scott are multi-James Beard Award winners. Ann is, I believe, the recipient of 2. Scott is the recipient of 1. You know they have pretty serious food credentials. This is a very informative video. But Anne, I didn't mean to steal your thunder. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, I used to do a lot of cooking demos, and then I was out of practice for a few years. So this is my first foray back into doing, a videoed cooking demo. So I'm glad it went well.
And you definitely wouldn't have known that. And, we'll peel back the curtain a little bit for our listeners, because I believe you actually did that you were tag teaming with Scott, because he was the one that was inside this incredible pantry that I guess is his home pantry in Denver, Colorado. That is my guess. But you did the cooking demo part, I do believe, in that kitchen. Am I correct?
That's correct. So Scott lives in Boulder, Colorado. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and we wanted to produce these videos for Melissa's. And I realized that renting studio space to do it here in Birmingham was going to be more expensive than just flying out to Colorado.
Oh, my!
And working together in Scott's fantastic kitchen. He has just this great kitchen. And so Scott's voice issues sometimes. He has this really gravelly voice, and sometimes his voice just doesn't cooperate. But he did the parts of the video where he talks about the ingredients. And he is sitting in his very large walk-in pantry. It is, I have such pantry envy. It's incredible.
Yes! I want that pantry, Anne!
I know! It's crazy. It's just not fair. But it worked out perfectly for the book, and he's done shot a lot of images and videos inside that pantry. It just worked out perfectly.
Well, in that kitchen, too. I mean, if I didn't know better, and you know, I learned, but I mean, that looked like that could have been a kitchen set. I mean, it's quite comprehensive and pristine. So you did well. Yeah. But getting back to just give our listeners an example, and then we'll talk about the specifics of some of your recipes on the other side after we come back from the break. But, you know, again, chuck roast is pretty boring. How did you pep up that chuck roast?
That's right. And this recipe, I'm so glad you brought this one up, because it's such a great example of the point I was making about what these kinds of products can do for your cooking. There is one ingredient that transforms the recipe. It's pretty straightforward in terms of it's a chuck roast. It's potatoes and onions and carrots. I throw in some root vegetables. There are some turnips in there as well. You've got beef stock. You've got thyme and bay leaves. But the one ingredient that changes everything is oyster sauce. So oyster sauce is an ingredient that's used a lot in Chinese restaurants. Anytime you've gotten noodles that have that sort of glossy brown sauce that really clings, that's typically going to be oyster sauce based. So it's a thick, savory, delicious ingredient. It doesn't exactly taste like oysters, although it's made from the juice of oysters, the oyster liquor that's reduced down. It's brown, and it's just incredibly savory. And so when you add that to the braising liquid for a pot roast, it just instantly amps up all the umami. It makes the beef taste beefier because it just amps up all that savory goodness. It makes the whole house smell amazing. It just tastes like beef times 10.
And again, it caught my attention in the video. And of course, you're stimulating the appetite right now. But that definitely is a good thing. And again, as you're mentioning, and we'll talk about some of the other specific ingredients that are in the global pantry on the other side. But, you know, who would know, for an American dish like a pot roast, chuck roast, that an Asian ingredient like oyster sauce could be the magic there. And indeed it was. We are speaking with Ann Taylor Pittman, who with Scott Mowbray are the authors of the Global Pantry Cookbook, Transform Your Everyday Cooking with Tahini, Gochigan, Miso, and Other Irresistible Ingredients. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.